Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 30 August 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. I'm so glad you're with us, and I do mean that. It's just going to be me and you tonight. So get pull you up a chair, get your glass of iced tea or whatever you want to drink tonight. If you listen on a rebroadcast, like, you know, this goes all over the Northwest because of a great broadcaster out there, just try to tune in and listen to what we're going to talk about. And if you listen live, of course, you can call in and talk to us, ask questions, make comments next half hour as always. But just you and I tonight, we're going to try to just reason some things through if you don't care. Now, tomorrow is Thursday again already, and I should be in office tomorrow along with Crystal. Everything looks normal. Well, not normal, but everything looks like we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern to take your phone calls, answer questions, take orders, whatever you want to do. Donations if you can, because believe me, it's getting really tight. Really, really, really tight. But anyway, be that as it may, we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4. If you want to place an order for the packet I mentioned on the so-called religious rock, if you want to call it that. It's not. It may be religious. I keep saying this, but it's not. It's not Christianity for sure. If you want to read what the justice system was before the Constitution, and I hope you take that seriously. And if you want to know more about the 501c3 church, the packets are available when you want them. Just call and ask for them. Also, this will be last night. I mentioned the affidavit of immunity. It's available. Call tomorrow if you want that. We'll send that to you, no charge. If you can't afford to give us a dollar to postage, we'll send it to you anyway because it's that important. You make copies and give them to your friends. Also, please spread them far and wide. But tomorrow you can call us with anything you want to talk about at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you, and I do sincerely mean that. And, of course, we're going to have Bible study this weekend. This will be our last weekend on live stream. Starting the next time, it'll be Rumble. I'll let you know more about that and how to get there between now and the next 2 weeks when it's time to meet again. But join us this weekend by going to PastorButch.com and click on live stream. At 10:30, we always have prayer requests and praise reports. I have something I'm going to share with you this weekend. It's kind of a personal matter from somebody mentioned on the air just a few nights ago about a couple that was arrested right in my own front room. At least one of them was. I'm going to share that and more about their story this coming Saturday. That's prayer for them, of course. 11:30, we're going to Christian Worldview News. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a gentleman join us last night. Dave Hevener would be joining us with a lot more, folks. You can watch us live on livestream.com or listen on the phone if you like. At 339 209 5013-339-209-5013. We do this because you're there with us, and we want you to be there with us. I mean that. And Monday night, because it's Labor Day, if y'all don't mind, Marsh and I and a couple of close friends are going to go on a picnic. So Monday night's program will be a rebroadcast of Deborah Tavares' broadcast Monday night. You won't believe me. It's important enough to listen to twice. So we're going to take Monday night off, if you don't mind, and spend some time with Marsha. She's not feeling well, but I want to spend some time with her as much as possible, and also with a couple of friends going along with us. I hope that you will join us and taking some time off to enjoy your family also, if you can at all, folks. I mean, things are really ramping up, and things are getting very serious, I guess you could say. And every time that I do a broadcast, any broadcast, especially when I'm just going to talk to you between you and I take what I bring to you very, very seriously. Very seriously. I'm told in Ezekiel 33 that I'm accountable for souls that I don't warn. In Hebrews, the last chapter, I'm told that I'm accountable for souls that I don't teach the right way. I take this beyond the word serious. I wish I could give to you the feelings in my heart and mind sometimes when trying to convey things to you that I'm not the best speaker in the world, as you already know, I'm sure. I'm not the most eloquent in any way. I'm not anywhere near the most intelligent. But I try to share things in a way that it makes it easy for me to understand it, and I'm hoping I convey it to you in the same way that we can make some wise decisions about the future and learn together. That's what this is all about. And tonight I want to share just some thoughts, and then I want to share some scriptures. I don't think it takes much to understand anyone who wants to see the truth about what's happening in our country. I don't think so. I don't think it takes much to understand that to see that the evil in this nation, in the world, but I live in America again, like I said, many times. America is crumbling in every way possible, morally first, the rest of it falls in place afterwards. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11, the ones I've quoted before many times, it said, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Well, you see, it boils right down to the fact that the ones that were to be salt and light in the world, to bring the world to knowledge of Christ and His commandments, to see that civil authorities were to keep the God's laws and not their own, was the ones given the truth of Christ, His church. Unfortunately, we haven't done so well with that, and I've pondered this quite a bit, seeing the persecution started even in America. We saw it in Canada big time with Pastor Arthur Pulaski and others. We see it around the world every day. Christians being martyred by the tens of thousands every day around the world. Persecution is increasing everywhere against Christians. True Christians. I'm not talking about those that go to church. I'm talking about born-again believers who have enough courage to speak up and stand out when necessary, when the Lord tells them to. You don't see it very often. So many people call themselves Christians. They're going to be ignored for a long time because you're not doing anything to hinder the overtaking of our nation through Satan's minions. They're not doing anything to hinder it, so therefore they'll be left alone until Satan goes after the dregs of the church to destroy them also. And it's coming. It's coming to that. I promise. But Christ Himself warned us that there come a time in the last days when arresting us and taking us before the judge and persecuting and killing us will be considered a godly thing to do. Well, of course, that was prophesied and fulfilled also during the disciples' days. We know that to be true also. Paul was one of the ones who did the persecuting and killing of the church until his conversion on the road to Damascus. We know that also. But I've read the scripture, I'm sure you have too, in Matthew chapter 3. I'm going to read to you real quickly and make comments on it. In verse 11 and 12. John speaking, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And we all know that's going to be in separation between believers and non-believers. We know that's Bible. But I'm seeing now something, I think, coming out that makes a little bit of sense to me anyway. That persecution on the church is going to be one of his ways to purge the chaff from the wheat. Persecution will weed out those that are not truly his. It'll weed out the false prophets, the false teachers, the false, say, the believers. It'll weed them out. Because they will not want to be persecuted. They will end up following the beast right into hell, but they'll be weeded out very quickly. Someone will sell their souls and their family out to stay out of jail for one night, much less for who knows how long in prison for testifying of Christ. So that is one method I do see now that our Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus Christ is purging his threshing floor, his wheat floor, of the chaff that's in the world today and in the churches in America. I can see that already. I see already, I've witnessed this many times, and sure you have also, when many so-called Christians are afraid to speak up. They're afraid to offend somebody. They're afraid the family will quit spending time with them. They're afraid to be shunned by co-workers or whatever. And every time they do that, according to Matthew chapter 10, they're denying their Savior. And Christ said, if you do that before men, I'll deny you before my Father. So, you see, this is what we're seeing happen, I think. We're seeing the floor purged as we speak. And the purging is going to continue and increase and get much, much worse in the very near future. Now, it's not years away, folks. It's getting very close. I don't care who gets in the White House. As I believe what David said last night, that the one gets in the White House, if we do go back to the other side, we'll say the so-called right wing, there'll be more turmoil, a lot more turmoil, a lot more friction, and probably a lot more bloodshed because people are going to become angrier and angrier. We have dilly-dallied too long to see the evil ones surrender their ground they've gained because of our apathy, our ignorance and indifference. We'll never see them go back into the box, so to speak. It isn't going to happen. There was a time not many years ago, folks, in my lifetime, that if you were caught in an act of homosexuality, male or female, either one, you went to prison. And if you had sex with a child, the least what happened to you was called statutory rape. But if you raped a child or a woman, but a child especially, you were put to death many times. They at least got life in prison. Those things are no longer done to evildoers. I read to you in Amos, Ecclesiastes 8:11, that we do not see evil being punished quickly. So therefore, the people do more evil and get by with it. We'll never, no matter what we do, we'll never get this nation back in line with Christ. It isn't going to happen. It isn't going to happen. The people that call themselves the believers in God have sat back for so long and tolerated and tolerated and tolerated and tolerated that now the evildoers think they have more right to do what they do, and actually by the law of man now they basically do, to live their perverted lifestyles, to do defraud and to kill and to maim and rape. Makes no difference. I mean, we tolerate the illegals coming in, illegal folks, coming in and stealing people's properties and taking Americans' jobs that they say that the Americans won't do. I don't believe that. But nonetheless, they're raping and killing, pillaging, doing drugs, prostitution, and the church sat back and done nothing. While the Catholic Church itself, the so-called Catholic Church, a Catholic Church is not really a Church of Christ by any means, they're aiding and abetting in the destruction of this nation. Now, I'm not talking about the Catholics in the lower end that they're trying to do what's right. I'm talking about the hierarchy, the Pope, and his cardinals, and many of those who are aiding and abetting the enemy, which is Satan. But they see they're not by themselves. Many so-called Protestant leaders are doing the same thing and getting rich doing it. So I've said all this to make this point. We have tolerated this evil, trying to think, well, it'll go away if we ignore it. We've let a little bit of leaven in, and now the whole lump is leavened, and we'll never get it out. Oh, we'll see things happen, folks. I mean, we'll see things happen that's just going to shake this world. We'll see anger boil up to the point, and some of it righteous anger to the point. There's going to be bloodshed. God help us, it's true. But we're also going to see the church, the true believers, being persecuted more and more as time goes along. We're going to see that it's already happening. I mean, the people in this country have tolerated so much, and then churches in America, back during the so-called COVID pandemic, surrendered their duty to God, closed their doors, and went home and cowered in the corners, waiting for the government to tell them what their new God, the government, the man, Jeremiah 17:5, read it for yourself. They waited for their new God to say, hey, you can come out now. You can poke your nose up for a little bit of time every day, but wear your mask and stay 6 feet away and don't go to your family dinners. Just don't do anything silly and you'll be all right. And the church bought it. The church as a whole bought the damnable lie. They did. And now because they bought that, we're going to have a new strand coming in. And the name of it, I'm sure you already know this, the name of it is ERIS, E-R-I-S. Most people maybe don't know this, but a lot of you probably do also. ERIS is the name of a goddess. Yeah, a Greek goddess. And she was a goddess of strife and discord. So we have another variant coming in named ERIS, named after the goddess of strife and discord. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. I'm sure you don't think so. I don't think anyone out there within common sense could say they believe that was a coincidence. I really don't. But you see, one of the things I've found that is I've seen this in the face and people I've talked to and other believers I've talked to. I've seen this in their expression. And not only what they say, but their expression. They're afraid if they say something, they're going to offend somebody. Well, I want to tell you this. I think Thomas Paine said this many, many years ago, something, at least something along those lines. If you're afraid to offend, you can't tell the truth. Because the truth always offends a certain number of people. That's why they crucified our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, because he told the truth. And the church of his day hated him for it and had him killed on the cross of Calvary. Yeah, he died, folks, on the cross. But he didn't stay dead, praise God. But the point of it is, the truth will offend. And now we're so far down the road from a different direction where God intended us to be, that a judge has ruled that parents cannot opt their students out of the LGBTQ plus curriculum in the public schools in Montgomery County, Maryland. A judge has ruled that the parents cannot opt their children out of these hellholes that they call public schools and the classes when they teach sexual perversion and debauchery. They can't take them out. And the school is not required to let the parents know what's going to teach in the classes. Well, I took my children out of public fool zone when my oldest was in second grade. It's been a long time ago. Because I saw it coming back then. But we have said, let this happen for so long. Now, the parents who oppose this are being called terrorists. We let this go for so long that Christ is purging his floor. And I'm going to say this very clearly. If your child is in a public hellhole we call schools, and they're going through this curriculum or anything along these lines, and public schools are going this direction, you are not a truly born-again believer in Jesus Christ, or you would not permit your child to be put in these hell holes. You would homeschool them at least that much. You bring them home and teach them at home. Now, I'm saying this as clear as I can. Don't tell me you love your children. You turn them in these hell holes so they may be taught how being a sodomite or a lesbian or a transgender is normal and we got to accept it. Yeah, I'm sure some of y'all do and y'all go to church thinking, well, I'm living holy. If your child is subject to these things, my brothers and sisters, you are leading them in a wrong way. You're not only destroying their minds, but you're killing their souls. Yeah, that's true. You don't have to like it. I didn't say you have to like it, but again, I'm not afraid to take the truth. If I offend, I offend. I don't mean to, but if I do, I do. But you see, we let this happen for so long. Now Christ is purging his floor. He's the one who's separating the wheat from the chaff as we speak. Be careful, my brothers and sisters, that you're not part of the chaff. And I say brother and sister because I give you the benefit of the doubt that you are a brother and sister and that you're anxious to hear the truth and you're going to repent of this. If you don't and you follow this way of perdition and evil, then you're not my brother or sister. You can claim whatever you want to be. You can claim whatever you want to claim. Matthew 7, many claim that they believed Christ, they followed Christ and did many works in Christ. I never knew you. So, no, you don't impress me by what you say. You impress me by what you do, and I see the fruit of your doings. Talk really is cheap. You know, and this is probably one of the reasons why we don't get much support any longer. We're struggling here to pay the bills. This is probably one of the reasons. Because I turn people off. I don't mean to. But the Word of God has always turned people off. The pure, unadulterated Word of God has always turned the masses away. Always. That's why Christ said only a few are going to find the way of righteousness, the narrow path. Only a few. I mean, we're seeing so much confusion and frustration and anger because the church lost her calling to stand against the evil in this world, in this nation. I don't know. I just watch these things starting to come together at a more rapid pace. And now we see Canada, and I like this story. Canada warns LGBTQ people of U.S. state laws in updated travel advisory. The full color picture of a long-haired deviant, pervert, male, I assume, carrying the new rainbow flag, which also now includes pedophilia. Yeah, there's new lines on the flag, folks. They're not all elongated lines. Just some now that are in a kind of a V-shaped. And it represents boys and girls and pedophilia. Oh, yeah, that's what that's all about. But Canada said, be careful where you go and what state you go into. Because some states you're not welcome. Praise God, I would to God every state in this nation would tell them you come across our state lines, you'll be arrested on the spot if you promulgate this evil lifestyle. We won't tolerate it. But you know what the heck? The church tolerated it. So why shouldn't the state tolerate it? The federal government obviously makes heroes out of them. So why we get... we tolerate it in the churches. We have no problem with this. What's going on in the world today is that most churches don't have any idea what's happening, or they don't care what's happening because, after all, they're all God's people. They're all God's people that say that they're all children of God. What a damnable lie! That's not true at all. Christ clarified that when he called the Pharisees and Sadducees the sons of the devil. No. Unless you're truly born again, blood-bought, spirit-filled, living a holy life, you're not the child of God. Oh, you're a child of a God, but not God, Yahweh God, not Jehovah God. You're a child of a God we will call Satan, and you follow his orders. Whether you know or don't know, yes, you do. If you're not obeying Christ and stand for his truths, then you're automatically on the other side, folks. And no such thing is in between. You can't straddle the fence on this one. Either you're hot for Christ or you're cold. Or lukewarm, which will be spewed out of his mouth. You make your own call on this. But you see, folks, we're seeing this happen because judgment has not been pronounced. We're seeing it happen because people no longer like to talk about what the Bible says about sin and judgment and righteous indignation of God and his people. You know, I read the Bible and I get sometimes a little bit amused at people who are talking about, well, you read the Old Testament, that's a God of the Old Testament. We got to talk about the God of the New Testament. Ever heard that? And Jesus Christ come to change things. No longer do they believe that the church is supposed to stand up for the truth and promote the death penalty for crimes like false prophets or rape. Or homosexuality, or any of those things. I mean, the church is not supposed to do that. We're supposed to all be nice and complacent and never, ever, ever do anything. No, we're supposed to love and forgive and turn them loose again so they can go out and further their lives of decadence and crime. That isn't what the Word of God teaches. But you see, Christ come to, in the New Testament, he said, this is why I come, because he don't want to tell you, my dad, my heavenly father, Christ said, my dad is too harsh and too judgmental, so therefore I've come to change his laws. Is that what he said? Did Christ come and say, well, you know, I'm going to bring grace and mercy now so you can sin like hell and still go to heaven? Is that what he said? I'm going to change all God's laws, all his decrees, and all his judgments because he was way too harsh. I'm going to bring in mercy and grace so that they will never, ever, ever have put somebody to death again for committing crimes of murder or stealing or adultery or whatever. We're going to let all this slide because my father is too harsh in the Old Testament, and I come down here to change his rules. Did he say that? Or did Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 say, I come to fulfill all the law? Which Bible do you read? Which Christ do you follow? You see, this and which way does your heart point when it comes to evil and sin? Well, we gotta love the sinner and hate the sin. That's not in your Bible anywhere. Oh, Christ died for the whole world. He died for us while we were yet sinners. Yes, he did. But he did not save us to live in that lifestyle, stay and continue in sin. No, no, he'll forgive us of our sins if we repent. But folks, the judgment upon sin has always been death, and on this earth, with certain crimes against the laws of God that were committed, there was also death penalty in this world. And it was carried out in our nation for many, many years after its founding in the 1600s when America really started. The death penalty was not unheard of by any means. It was fulfilled in the laws of God. Matter of fact, the Lord God said to do these things so that the others around you will fear and won't do these things anymore. But the church says, no, 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 God, we can't do that. No, Father, we are much more lenient and much more kind, and we're full of Christ's love. So therefore, we're going to tolerate these things and let them rape our children, pollute our children's minds in our public paid hell holes we pay for with our tax dollars, because our new God over us demands we pay tax dollars to fund these hell holes we call schools to pervert our children. So we obey man because Romans 13 says obey man and never doubt what a man says. Obey government and do what they say. So we're obeying your word. We're obeying government. We're going to pay our taxes. We're going to fund all these things because we know government's right and you told us to obey them. Isn't that what we've all done? Now, I'm not saying go out tomorrow and quit paying taxes. I didn't say that. I told you in the beginning, we're not going to change this now. It's too late. But that is not an excuse not to speak up and don't give a hoot and you know where about who you offend. Who you make angry? Would you rather make a heathen angry or a holy God angry at you? Which do you prefer? Do you prefer to deny Christ before men and let Christ deny before his Father? Do you fear the wrath of men more than you fear the wrath of God? Who is your God? Who do you serve? Romans 6 says, whoever you yield your members to, your body members to, that's who you serve. So if you obey man and his unjust laws and uphold his unjust laws and condone evil, you know who your God is. Back off the break. If you want to call me, you can. And anybody call this week, you can call back tonight because it's just me tonight all by myself at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. Phone lines open, 844-769-2944. I'd like to read a few verses for you, if you don't mind. I'll Psalms 139 while we're waiting for the phone calls to come in. And I know, folks, that when I'm speaking to you like I came tonight, I'm telling you the truth and trying to cover the bases. And some people sit back, and maybe some of y'all, new listeners especially, are shocked. Well, I never heard anybody talk like that before. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all. And I say this humbly before God. Most people go to church at least once a week. A lot of people, I said most people, but one, at least the ones that call themselves Christians, you only go at least once a week. And they never heard their pastor preach like this ever. Never. Because, you see, he's got to make a living at this. I never had a church, a pastor, where I got paid to make a living. The most I got paid by a church was $300 a month. That back then, I bought some gasoline and groceries, all bought. I always thought I'd like to be a full-time pastor. But I can see now why I wasn't, because maybe I've been tempted not to preach the truth. My father probably knew that Pastor Butch wouldn't have been strong enough to handle it if his livelihood depended on it. So I prayed every day that he never give me a full-time pastorship. Matter of fact, I've never taken a salary out of this ministry, ever taken a salary out of this ministry. I've always worked a job to take care of myself because I don't want to put the money back in the ministry. I don't depend on the goodwill of other people, because I probably have lost, I have lost all listeners over the years. We used to have dozens and dozens and come to our Bible studies. Now, if you watch us, you'll see this every 7 or 8 show up here. It's always show up. We used to have 40, 50 people there every time we opened the doors. And they all left. a little bit at a time. And no one's come back to replace them. But I see now that's my Father's will to make it easier on me because I don't put up with lukewarm Christians. 844-769-2944. Let's look at scriptures here while I wait for the calls to come in, okay? Psalms 139. And I'll get the phone call in a minute, I promise, but I want you to read these verses first. Get where I'm going here, okay? Okay, it says, verse 1, O Lord, pay attention to the wording, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, up into heaven, thou art there. Thou make my bed in hell. Behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as a day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Wow. Wow, what a beautiful saying. David said, No matter where I go, you're with me. No matter what I do, you're with me. No matter what kind of trials I go through, you're with me. Now, I'm going to read the last part of that chapter. It's going to shake some people right down to the core, but it is what it is. I can't change it. I didn't write it. David wrote the same words in this same psalm as he wrote in the beginning of this psalm. He talked about how God was with him, watched over him. He said this in verse 18. Well, I'll tell you, let's look at verse 19. He said this, Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. In other words, he said, I don't want to be in the presence of these evil ones. I don't want to be around these evil ones. I don't want fellowship with these evil ones. Depart from me, ye bloody men. I don't want you around me. I don't want you close to me. I don't want to be partakers of your evil or your judgment. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Oh, my God in heaven, he sees, folks. What's happening to this land, in the schools, in the streets, in the entertainment, in politics. He sees all that. They speak against him wickedly. They take your name in vain. Now this next part is going to shake some of y'all right down to your tippy toes. David wrote this. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? Ooh, preacher, we're supposed to love and love and love, condone and compromise and love. We're not to judge. Bible said don't judge. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that at all. Not in the meaning that everybody wants to get out of. But anyway, that's what we hear today. But David said in verse 1, Lord, you search me. You know my heart. You know when I'm sitting down, you don't want to stand up. You know when to go in, when to come out. You know me no matter where I am. You know me thoroughly. You created me. You know who I am. And I hate those that hate you. Wow. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. But you see, Christ said, now that's too harsh. Now you people in the New Testament now, listen, New Testament, don't y'all live like that. That's too harsh. My father was too harsh on this. And David didn't know better because he thought he's glorifying my father. And my father's too harsh those days. So he was judging people too harshly. And his judgments were just so strict and so narrow that, I mean, he was just too rough. So I come in the New Testament time to change these things and make my father's word different so people can live like they want to and you're going to love them anyway. What a damnable lie, a pit of hell. He said, I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Then again, David says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And if there's anything wicked in me, Lead me in the way of everlasting. He said, if there's anything wicked in me, reprove me and show me what I'm doing wrong. I just told you that your enemies are my enemies. Yeah, I just told you that I hate with perfect hatred those that hate you. Oh, but David was, that's Old Testament. David would have been different than New Testament. Because Christ changed things. Oh, my goodness, people. This is exactly why I know for sure we can't get this nation back. Whenever change is, the Pandora's box of evil has been opened. They've gained way too much ground in society for us to turn around. I don't care who's in the White House or in Congress. This is not going to go away now. The church has allowed the darkness to invade this land, and they've retreated themselves back into the corner somewhere and let their light dim so they won't be persecuted and prosecuted for standing out in a darkened world. You know that's true. I told you the truth. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. It's Daryl Eberhardt from Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to talk to a heretic?
Yeah, always.
Are you willing to talk to a heretic? Because you know, Pastor Butch, people like you and me, 3 or 4 centuries ago, would have been tied to a stake and burned.
Oh, it's coming
alive.
Again, Daryl. It's coming again.
Oh, people tell me the Inquisition was many centuries ago. The office of the Inquisition went 3 name changes. It became the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. It became the Disastery for the Doctrine of the Faith. They changed the name just like, you know, the CIA, the KGB. They keep changing their names, but they still keep doing their dirty deeds.
Well, it's just like that we call now the World Federation of Churches. They're the same thing. They hate us.
Oh, did you know a Pennsylvanian named Dr. Kathy Burns? I hope she's still alive. She wrote, I think it's about a 600 or 700 page book about Billy Graham and all of his close connections, and then the connections of the National Council of Churches and the World Council of Churches, by the way, which funded Marxist guerrillas in Africa and other places that were murdering people, skinning them alive, and doing all kinds of butchery that I can't repeat in front of the ladies that may be listening. But, yeah, they haven't changed. And, the Christians in America and Canada, the few that are there, that are standing against evil or standing for life, they've got crosshairs on. We all have crosshairs on our back. And we're going to see persecution like in the book of Acts. I've been listening to Alexander Scorby read the book of Acts for probably about 3 weeks now, just concentrating on that one book, because we're going to have Acts 2.0 on steroids coming again. It's already here, and it's going to be here on steroids. And the persecution of Christians is going to become kinetic, as they say. It's going to be very, very hot. It's not going to be a cold war like the war with communism. It's going to, which went hot various times, as Pastor Butch knows, because he was in Vietnam. These cold wars often turn hot. And it's the hot warfare is coming here. But persecution of Christians, like I see in the book of Acts, and when Stephen was stoned, that's not a good way to die, folks, being stoned to death. Being skinned alive isn't a good way to die. Famine, dying of famine is not a good way to die. Ask the Ukrainians in the 1920s in Soviet Ukraine that were shipping their wheat out while people starved to death, while the farmers starved to death. Starving is one of the favorite tools of the communists, by the way. Starving the population. It's a good population, not only control device, it's a population reduction device. And
it's
coming big
time
here. And I know Pastor Butch knows that too. By the way, there is a passage in the Bible that a guy called Jesus of Nazareth, Christ Jesus, who is God, by the way, folks, that he quoted. He quoted to the devil. The devil was quoting scripture to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he turned right around and quoted some scripture back there because the devil told him, hey, why don't you turn that stone there into bread so you can have something to eat, because you've been fasting 40 days. You're really hungry, dude, right? So why don't you work a miracle and change that stone into bread? And the Lord Jesus Christ came back, and you can read about that in Luke chapter 4 and other places. The Lord Jesus Christ came back and quoted some scripture to him. He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. He didn't say just the words in the New Testament. He says man shall live by every word of God. And I just, Pastor Butch, I just finished my Bible study through the year, each year, very slowly, yellow highlighting and marking up my Bible. I just finished, by the way, in about the last couple months, I finished the books of Isaiah and Jeremiah, and I'm in Ezekiel right now, and of course, one of my other favorite books, these are all in the Old Testament, Daniel. They're all giving the same message in Ezekiel. They're giving the same message, and that is when God's people spit in his face by disregarding his Sabbath, disregarding all of his laws, letting blood flow in the streets, murdering their own children, which is done through abortion, by the way. And I know my friend Gary Roby, who called me last night, probably, if he's listening, he's going to say amen, amen to that. And by the way, folks, please pray for Gary and Donna Roby and Jeff White and his wife and 11 children. They go out and stand on the street and protest for life. And who knows what people come by with, not only flashing signs at them, you know, with a certain finger on their hand, but they also throw things sometimes at people that are protesting for life, sometimes throw blood on some of the protesters for life. And today's blood, who wants to have a bunch of blood to splatter all over you full of AIDS and everything else? That's dangerous.
Yes,
so please pray for those folks. Please pray for Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean. Marcia Jean for healing from the osteoporosis, and that God would keep her safe from falls, because she's Pastor Butch's right-hand man along with Crystal. Crystal needs prayers for her and her dad, her mom and dad, Judy and Johnny, because Johnny's got some tumors there. So please pray for them. Please pray also for Phil Hudock, for his hip, please, because Phil's my good buddy, and Phil Hudock is very important to call to decision. So pray for Phil and Lynn Hudock, and for Joe with his aneurysm. So, these are people that are in on the call to decision team. Sandy Early with her adrenal glands, having a heck of a time with her adrenal glands. So please pray. But especially pray for Pastor Butch for wisdom and discernment for what to do, what direction to take call to decision ministries, if you can. Send, as Gary Roby says, send a couple shekels off to Pastor Butch and call to Decision Ministry. Try to support them in that way, but please support them at the minimum with your prayers for God's super protection for Pastor Butch and his family and for the call to Decision Ministry team. And I just want to thank you in front of everybody. Thank you for being my pastor. And the guy that takes my many phone calls, listens to my whining, murmuring, and complaining. Yes, folks, I'm a whiner, murmuring, and complaining because I say, Lord, don't you know I can hardly make it to the bathroom? And yet, Pastor Butch, I can hardly walk. This is the worst my stroke's ever been. But I haven't fallen and broken my neck, praise the Lord. Amen. And that's only through the mercy of God. And God's given me so much time to repent of my impatience, my anger. And I'm super impatient, and Pastor Butch has listened to me and listened to my whining and moaning and complaining sometimes, and I just want to say thank you for doing that, Pastor Butch, and I want to tell everybody, Pastor Butch Paw is accessible. If you call the call to decision line, you're going to get Lisa most of the time up in Wisconsin. Please pray for Lisa, and she's got a husband, Cody, and 11 children. And she's a big help to Pastor Butch. So the least we can do, Pastor Butch, is to pray for one another and pray for God's protection, because the excuse my French, folks, but the poop is going to hit the fan.
Yeah, amen.
And it's already starting to hit the fan in America.
Thank you, my friend. So just, thank you so much for being there
for us. Thank you so much, Pastor Butch. And by the way, David Heviter wrote two good books, True Power, and I haven't read them yet, but I've looked through, and boy, I looked through the contents, table of contents, the chapter headings, and boy, they look like tremendous books. So David Heviter not only produces good documentaries and films and TV, Christian TV, but David Heviter and his wife, Shanita, need prayers for protection to everybody that's standing against the evil. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Butch, and God bless
you. You're welcome. Talk to you soon. And folks, update on Phil, our producer. His hip is doing very well. He had his surgery done. He's doing very well, and thanks for all your prayers on that. Let's go to Carolyn in Washington State. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome. Are you there, Carolyn? I don't hear Carolyn. Is she there? All right, Carolyn, call back. We lost you there. Call back, Carolyn. 844-769-2944. Do call back, Carolyn. Mick in Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
I think what we need to bring back the 16th and 17th century AD, what they used to do, the witches and queers and whatnot. And heretics.
Well, you know, when this nation was founded, this was not a question. The death penalty was done in cases that the Bible says do it in, and it stopped crime. Period.
That's right. There's no ifs, ands, or buts to it.
See, that's one thing. I was talking to my grandson today. If someone breaks into my house to murder me, and I can stop him, and I don't, or rob me, whatever, I don't stop him if I have the power to do so, and he goes out and kills somebody else. Part of that blame is on me. If I don't stop him, part of that blame is on me. So, folks, it's our duty to stand up for the truth in this. But make the church has become so loving and caring. We don't dare offend anybody today, do we?
You mean Christianity? You mean to say?
Oh, that and the World Council of Churches, and as Daryl mentioned, the Catholic hierarchy. No, we don't offend anybody today. So we're going to get along. That's the church's attitude today. We'll just let it go. God is sorted out. That's our day.
That's not as bad as the 501c3 whorehouses.
I agree.
And that's what the heck they are.
I agree. They have no idea what you're doing. They don't. Good call, Mick. I got to jump into the call in Ohio here, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good call. And Dick Carolyn, we're waiting for you to call back in. Love to hear from you. Come on back in. Bruce in Ohio, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
You're preaching a good message, righteousness and holiness. Not too many preachers have the guts to do that. Another thing Jesus preached about a lot, it's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. As we enter the tribulation period, he made a warning like this, and I believe it's right ahead of us. And brother shall be deliver up the brother to death, the father to the child. The children will rise up against their parents, cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. You don't hear too many preachers talking about that either.
No, you don't.
When this crisis comes on the mark of the beast and they cut off your bank account and you're totally distraught from the society, that a lot of people are going to betray you at this time. And we should be preparing for stuff like that,
Absolutely.
Not for it to happen. But you don't hear that message preached very much either.
Well, you know, Bruce, none of us, unless we're some kind of, we'll say sadist, want people to hate us. We want everybody to love us, and we want to get along with everybody. But it's impossible for a righteous man to peaceably coexist with evil. If you're righteous, you're going to have confrontation with evil, aren't you?
Yeah, you're going to end up getting in trouble, too.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And in today's society, the people that won't speak up, the ones supposed to speak up, the so-called church today, I'm so disgusted with them. You know, I never get called to preach anywhere. You know that. No one ever calls and say, you won't come preach for us. I understand why. I guess I might tear up the playhouse. Christ did the Pharisees and the Sadducees tore up their playhouse, too. But this is where we are today. We have church today that won't have itching ears as a whole. They don't want to hear the truth. You know that.
Okay. You do a good job at current events, too. I like to know. I always enjoy listening to your report Friday night.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, and be sure and listen in Saturday. But we're going Saturday, too, in the Christian Worldview News.
Okay.
Good call, Bruce. I got to jump another call, but thank you. God bless, brother.
God bless.
Now, let's go to Carolyn in Washington. Carolyn, come on back in. Sorry we lost you there.
Oh, I had to leave. I hung up. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm back. I go to a Bible study. Between 10 and 12 people go, and one of the people said Philippians 4:8, that whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever is excellent, praiseworthy. Think about such things. And everybody nodded and agreed to the point where it was like, we don't want to hear anything but wonderful, lovely stuff. How do you combat? What do you come back with that you can tell them what's going on that they don't want to hear?
Well, I tell them to read the Bible. What did Christ talk about? Did he preach against evil and sin? Did Christ himself speak about everything that was lovely and beautiful? Or did he not tell the truth and tell them what was going on? And then Jeremiah, and you know, he said, everywhere I go, I cry foul and spoil whatever, and people hate me for it. No. I understand we're to dwell on things that are lovely and good because it keeps our spirit calm. But we're not to ignore the evil around us, pretend like it isn't there, and condone it by not saying anything. Currently, if we don't speak up, we're condoning the evil.
Well, I spoke up and no longer go to that church because they closed when COVID came around. And what do you want to bet they'll close again?
Oh, I'm sure their God told them to close. So they obeyed their God.
Yep.
That's what happened. So, yeah, we're to dwell on good things. And I do. I go to the woods sometimes, sit back and think about the blessings my Father's given me. Every time I eat a good meal, I thank him for a good meal. And I even got a dishwasher that washes dishes for me. It's not Marsha. I got a machine that does that. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful I got a warm bed sleeping the night. I'm thankful for a lot of things. I dwell on those things. But I can't ignore the evil around me. I'm put here to battle evil. You ask him sometime about Ephesians and where to put on the whole armor of God. To do what? Sit back and muse on good things?
Well, I was thinking of Ecclesiastes. There's a time for everything, and we're in a bad time.
We certainly are, Carolyn. You stick to your gun, sis, and do what's right. And if it makes somebody upset, they'll live with it or die their way. That's all I can say.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your preaching. I love it. Take care.
Well,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thanks, call. Appreciate it. And folks, I'm at the last minute and a half here. And if you want to call, you got to hurry. 844-769-2944. But I'll be in office tomorrow, like I said, Lord willing, between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take phone calls. If you have any comments, questions you want to talk about, or if you want to know more about what it means to be a true born-again believer, call me tomorrow. I will put everybody else on hold and talk to you about that. I will. I sincerely mean that. I want to talk to you about your soul more than anything else. But I want you believers to call, too, and ask questions about how can I preach this when it seems so uncommon to hear these things and when it makes people uncomfortable. Folks, Christ's preaching made people uncomfortable. That's exactly why they all forsook him. That's why they had him killed. This is something not new to the scriptures at all. But the truth and righteousness must come from those who love Christ. It must flow, as the Bible says, that as rivers of living water is flowing out of us. That's what we're here for. Love to talk to you tomorrow. If you want to call and talk to us, we'd love to hear from you. We do love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow in the office. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.